Hey, thanks for listening to the NIL Show, a Campus Inc. production. You can catch us on YouTube, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts, and on a campus near you. If you're out there interested in being a guest or having an NIL store for your campus merch, find us on any social channel or email. What's up, everybody? I'm Adam. There's Sean. That's Steven. That means we are back with another episode of the NIL Show. It is March. I am bringing the madness. It has been an insane, whatever it is. What day is today? Today the 13th, lucky number 13. It's been an insane, we'll call it 28 days. Let's be real. March Madness starts well before March. How are we doing today, guys?
We're doing. Sean, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, you're right, Adam. I mean, it's insane. March 13th, we're already midway through March. A lot of good things happening. All eyes are on college basketball, both men's and women's. So we're rolling along.
Which is, it's a great time of year. We're in bubble season. Everybody's talking about last four in, first four out, who's on the bubble, conference tournaments. St. Mary's upsets Gonzaga last night in the WCC final. It's a beautiful time of year.
I love these basketball games right now because especially early on in the week on the men's side, you have all these mid-major schools where they are one bid leagues and you have to win your conference tournament to get into the NCAA tournament. They often make for the best games and the most exciting games. A lot of them are on campus. The crowds there, they're crazy. So last night I was flipping from, there was a Merrimack Wagner game where a Wagner team that was like 15-15 went on to win. So cool for them. And then you had Stony Brook and Oakland. I don't know. There was just a lot of great games. It's so much fun. This is the best time of year.
Sean, how much do you appreciate YouTube TV and the update they made where you can select your games now?
Okay, I heard about this. I still have not figured it out. Have you done it yet?
No, I'm on your subscription.
I know. Our CFO Watson, he sent that over. I have not figured that out yet. I have yet to actually pick whatever I want. I really want to, but I'm a big fan of the quad box in general. I love the quad box. Every time
that's why Steven brought it up.
Cassidy will come upstairs and she's like, "Oh my god, you have the quad box on again." I'm like, "Yes, I do."
Sean, when do you? Okay, you know when like high schoolers have sleepovers and they bring like four TVs together and have their Xboxes? Do you think? A LAN party. Do you think 100%. This tournament season you will have multiple TVs set up given what you're doing?
I think we should. I don't want to jump into what we're going to talk to a little bit later, but I saw a really nice setup when we were in New York City where I was like, "Ooh, that would be really nice." I think Adam nudged me on the elbow and he was like, "Dude, that's your setup right there."
Yeah, let's
maybe
I mean,
that's a good segue.
Let's get into it. This control center at NASDAQ Studios in Times Square was insane. They've got, you know, everybody's got quad monitors, and then they also have the super desk display with 15 screens up there all surrounding everybody. We had a little bit of a special access up into their studios because Jabari Young at Forbes, I think he's the editor-in-chief at Forbes BLK, was interviewing the one and only Stephen Farrig. How was that interview, Stephen?
Where did this even come from? Where did it start first?
I guess it'll be released probably. Hasn't been released yet. It'll be released probably tomorrow, but we're recording this on Wednesday the 13th. It is a 30-minute interview about Campus Inc., our funding round, NIL. Compliments to one of our investors from Scrum Ventures, Mike Proman, who helped set this up and connected us to Jabari. This all came together last week. And next thing you know, we're in New York on Monday, getting ready for probably our first big interview we've ever done. We've had some fun and gotten some good press, right? Like Jesse came to visit us from the Washington Post. This time we're going to New York. So it was a very, very special day.
This was your first in studio. This was, you know, a lot of times these, you know, we'll interview on Zoom. We've been on the news a number of times. Oh, hop on our Zoom link. This was in studio. There were a lot of lights, we'll say. A lot of lights. What was your biggest takeaway from it, Stephen?
Whew. I'm good on a good Zoom interview. I can do a podcast, right? I was definitely nervous. It was a little nerve-wracking, and I immediately, once I got the invite, I texted Sean and Adam and said, okay, you're coming to New York, because you guys are just like my support system, you know, whether it's Wikipedia answers or just like, we were drilling questions beforehand. How are you going to answer this? How are you going to talk about this? What about this and this? And it's definitely a little nerve-wracking to be in the spotlight like that. And it overlooks Times Square, which makes for just a very heightened experience, if you will.
A lot of lights again. You know, it's different. We always tell our guests, like, hey, you know, we post-produce this. Shocker. Sorry, spoiler alert. If you guys are thinking everything's 100% live, you know, we post-produce it. If it's a live interview, you can't really post-produce it, right? You're out there. You gotta roll with it. When they ask you what your thoughts are on the upcoming election and how it's going to impact the political and economic climate of, you know, the next regime, you can't say pass. You can't say next.
Okay, that was a deer in headlights moment. I'm not a big politics guy. Don't care for it. Don't watch it. Kind of block it out. And I got that question. I was like, oh boy, here we go. Gave a pretty good political answer, I think.
They have all the lights, they also had a million cameras around you too. And my favorite, they had that boom camera that was sort of just like circling around you the entire time you were getting talked to. And I was getting nervous because I know you, Steven, you can, you know, you get distracted a little bit by things as you see it like in the corner of your eye or something. And so you must have just been so locked in that you probably didn't even notice it. But we were standing behind that thing and it was just circling around. And I was like, oh my gosh, is that driving him insane right now?
I was trying to lock in and focus as much as I could. I think the funniest part is you don't see me in a suit very often these days.
No.
I said Christmas, Easter, and funerals, you know.
And Forbes.
And Forbes. Yes. So Sean texted me and goes, dress code. And I was like, I don't know. Like, he's like, you can't wear a tie-dye hoodie. And I was like, ah, crap. So we had to go shopping on Saturday, and Adam and I went to the same store, if you didn't notice.
We did. Yeah, we did, which was great. But it was Steven, it was you, me, Sean, and Kelsey. And it was great. You know, we were able to kind of prep some questions, get things rolling. Had a couple of other meetings while we were out there, and it was, you had your little team of handlers just with you, making sure, you know, get something in your stomach, get some protein.
We overhydrated.
We did overhydrate.
I will say, Steven, you, and I think everybody will see this interview, you did a phenomenal job. I think 100%. It is very, very difficult to, especially when it is one of your first times on a set like that, it can be extremely distracting. It can be hard to lose track of what were the main messages that and points that I wanted to get across. And you just did a phenomenal job of hitting on that stuff. Especially to an interviewer who maybe isn't as he doesn't live daily in the NIL world. And so you have to put it in a very simplified way while also still helping him understand the complexities of NIL and the printing industry and everything that's going on there. And so I know as I was watching, I was just so stinking proud. And, you know, you have all these memories rushing back. You're thinking back of all these different like keystone moments of us getting to that point. And so to see you up there, man, it was awesome. It was really, really
cool. It was cool. I was like, can you interview all of us? And he's like, oh, dang it. No, it's really cool. It's definitely a proud moment. It's humbling. It's a little scary. It's definitely frightening. You know, you don't want to say the wrong thing. You also realize that this is your world, like you said, Sean. And so you have to turn things into very simple examples. And I think Jabari did an incredible job. He did like a pre-interview with me a little bit. We talked through some of the different examples and really set me up for success too. So I appreciate that. And in true fashion, we made him some merch because that's the easiest way to connect to someone.
He loved that.
That's my favorite thing. Your first thing is, oh, we got to make him a jersey. And so you made a Forbes jersey and he was floored. It was really cool. And that's the thing I love. I was telling these guys, you know, we think back to My First Million and you going on there. I'm like, man, he, you know, Steven crushes this stuff. And it was a lot of fun to, you know, first time you meet him and shake his hand, pull out the jersey, and just, again, that immediate connection. And then you go up there on stage and yeah, you did great. It was really fun to see, and definitely a proud moment for Campus Inc., but for those of us that know you too, just looking up and being like, man, that's pretty dope.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be able to do it without you too. Because the amount of prep work Sean's got, you know, Sean was the SID at Maryland. He's prepping guys to go talk to the news all day, every day. And, you know, just getting me ready for whatever it's stat sheets, how we're going to respond to this, how we're going to comment on this, areas that we want to highlight, right? Analogies, making sure I say the analogies right.
These analogies are a tough one sometimes. They're a tough one.
You guys were just rattling off euphemisms at one point, and I was like, okay, nobody's going to understand what the heck you guys are talking about. Please simplify.
There's this analogy. Okay, we can go back. There's an analogy that I love. It's like rising tides lift all boats. Rising tides lift all boats. And I can never get it right. And I'm like, the boats are in the dock, and they're rising, and I can never nail it. And so I kept saying it all morning. I was like, rising tides lift all boats, rising tides lift all boats.
I didn't need it.
So kept the boats in the docks. But no, it's all good. I think what's also, okay, can I talk about a couple other things? And Sean, we're going to pick on you. Sean, I let the team know the four of us were going to be out on Monday. We also have all of these tournaments happening and all these shirts dropping. And I was watching, I don't think I followed you around for a day to see all the things that you were doing on Monday. But we were launching a new school and we had all of these win-loss situations that were happening. I don't know, Adam, can we dig into what Sean's world looks like right now? Because I think it's very interesting. Sean.
Sean's Mr. Dos Equis, most interesting man in the world right now. Let me just kind of paint the picture a little bit for the life around the office. So, it's all hands on deck, right? I mean, games are Saturday and Sunday. This is just what happens when you work in sports or sports adjacent. And Sean's whole life, I mean, I kid you not, you know, we talk about the control center, we talk about the screens, but if you look at his monitor, he just has spreadsheets and boards and if-win scenarios, if-lose scenarios. What's the first thing you think about when you wake up in the morning this time of year, Sean?
Speed to market. That's all I think about. How fast can we be? How efficient can we be? How prepared can we be? The better prepared we are, the faster we can be, the quicker we can be first on whatever we're doing.
Because the reality is, like, the window of these moments, right? We'll get to the athletes in a second and just talking about tournament in general. But, like, the moment of, hey, you know, you won your conference tournament to you get a bid or whatever. Like, that's a 24-hour window that you have to actually capitalize on that, right?
That's it, man. I mean, this is the window that colleges, basketball programs, coaches – players, this is where you make your money, and whatever that money may look like, but this is that window of opportunity where all eyes are on you. They, as much as the players want to capitalize on advancing and winning games, and the coaches want to do that, and the universities, they're getting their brand out there. This tournament is massive for them in terms of their brand exposure. And for us, this is our opportunity to continue to cement ourselves as that de facto brand and NIL apparel, and being that place that as soon as something big happens, we're going to be the ones who are all over it. We're going to be the ones that are owning that space.
Okay. So from my perspective, this all happened in a matter of, so I was resting my eyes on the plane on the way home. and I usually am working on the plane, but I was like, I was really tired. So I was like, you know, exhausting day in front of a camera. I'm just going to rest my eyes. Me and Adam, no one sat between us. So, you know, it was a nice,
we had Kelsey space. Didn't want to squeeze between you guys.
No, the plane was empty. It was nice. It was nice. And so, I'm, you know, starting to doze off. And then I just see this bright light. Pew, it's Adam's laptop. And I'm like, what is this guy doing? And sure enough, like, I think UConn, there's a big game that happened. Yep. And Adam's like, I can't call Sean right now. Kelsey can't call Sean. Mike's feeding his firstborn child. Sean's freaking out. We need to get this shirt live. And I was like, how long ago was the game? He's like, 4 minutes ago. I was like, Sean wants it now.
Immediately, which is true, right? Like, I mean, it was the Big East Women's Championship, UConn and Georgetown. And yeah, I mean, game wins, that's your time. You got to go. It doesn't matter if you're on a plane. Doesn't matter if you're stuck in the Lincoln Tunnel. It is time to go. And, you know, the thing that Sean works really hard on is making sure that, you know, it's not just blah stuff that's out there. Like, we work really hard to make sure that the product that we put out there, because this is the athlete's time to capitalize on this, you want to have stuff that fans are really excited about. And so, you know, that's a way harder path to take, is curating designs, making sure they're elevated, not just throwing a block text on something, but really making it something special and celebratory. That's what it turns into, is, like you said, Sean, this is that moment. We want to be there for those athletes, for those brands in this moment.
And I just look at it as every minute that we don't have something out is a minute extra of somebody else to beat us. And I don't like losing, in that way. So I want us to be fully prepared to have everything ready to go, right when that final buzzer goes off. And there's sometimes where you're literally have both. We had Iowa women's basketball and Nebraska women's basketball in the Big Ten championship over the weekend, women's basketball. The game went to overtime. We're sitting there. I'm at a Big Ten wrestling tournament out in Maryland, and I have my computer open watching TV, facing away from the action. And I have both Shopify's open because I'm like, okay, one of these teams is going to win, and we got to make this product active as soon as that buzzer goes off. But this is it, man. This is when we capitalize. This is when we got to do it. So I love it. I personally love it. I was saying to my friends, I was like, I have the best job in the world because I get to watch so much action, so much sports. I kind of have the worst job because I have to watch literally everything. It used to be at Maryland, I only cared about one team. Now I care about, we got 100 babies, 50 schools.
But I think, and this is where, you know, I was dozing off. I heard it happening. I was like, I'm just going to go back in my corner now and let them figure it out. I was like, this is where I sit back and watch y'all work, because I'm reading even the Hot Market, you know, right now we have a channel. And every day Sean's letting us know, hey, we've got this, 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 and this. We're going to go live with this and this. If they win, if they lose, nothing. You have to almost throw these perfect darts every single day, and you can't mess them up. That would be devastating or catastrophic a little bit. I think the other cool part is you also have a pretty cool team in your backcourt, Sean, right? 100%. Like Paige, who came from Illinois, right? Abby, who's on the Klaviyo, like, can you talk to us about what they're doing in real time? Because Adam commented on, he goes, dude, they're just locked in right now. No complaints. Everyone's just like so dialed. Can you talk about what's happening in your backcourt, Sean?
Yeah. I mean, we just have all these different elements of people from different areas. So Abby on the website and email, you got Mike building stuff on the back end, you got Paige actually creating the graphics, you have Chili and Kyle and the creative team who are making any changes they need to make on merchandise, Taylor on the ones and twos on socials, working with our students to make sure that they're prepared, they have everything as soon as the game ends. And I think what's really cool is, like, I'm trying not to hijack their entire lives these weekends. And so, like, I also recognize we have lives outside of work too. And so I think we've all sort of band together a little bit, and we're learning each other's jobs a little bit so that we have backups in place. So, hey, this person has a wedding tonight. She's not gonna be around. Okay, well, I know how to send emails. I can do that for you. So we all kind of have each other's backs a little bit. And I mean, I look at an Abby Kelly who, like Paige comes from a sports background. She gets working on weekends. She gets those long hours, and maybe I should be more appreciative of her. I just know that she gets it. So I love that. Abby is somebody who it does not. And the way I've just seen Abby totally buy into this process, she originally was not on our NIL side. She's moved into it. And she and Taylor are like racing in the Slack channel to be the first one to give updates on which team won. Abby's sending daily emails now on game days, winners, things like that. And so to see people buying into this process and understand it, you know, it's not just me anymore that's pushing it. And I have the VP of our company, Adam, 30,000 feet in the air, helping me out to get something live. I'm just so appreciative of everybody for buying into the process.
And Sean, you're only going on 2 years here.
Is that what it's been? Yeah.
You're only going on
a couple times.
Yeah. And is it your birthday finally?
Yeah. What's your birthday? It's not.
Okay.
It's not Meta has just totally lost track of.
So Sean, you know, in our Slack channel, we're good teammates. We celebrate each other's birthdays, anniversaries, special, you know, we have our own special moments. Somehow Sean and Taylor's Facebook got collided together because they manage so many Facebooks. So Sean gets random happy birthday shout outs, multiple anniversary shout outs. He's just a guy that should be celebrated. So
I just like celebrating you, Sean. That's all.
I like celebrating
being
everything.
In the spotlight.
This entire last 10 minutes has been brutal.
Speaking of being in the spotlight, there's a new darling. Hopefully they get in. New darling of the tournament. They had a couple losses, so they're back on the bubble. Indiana State, our boy Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Robbie Avila, new addition to the NIL store. How fun has it been designing and working with Robbie?
So cool. These are the guys who you see them early on. You're like, this guy has a chance. He's got a chance. Like, he's just got the look about him. He's got the rec specs. He's not your typical body. Like, he's a little bit like on the, you know, he's not cut, I guess would be the nicest way to put it.
He's got that Luka. He's got that Luka and that Jokic. Yeah.
That's right. He's got the Luka Jokic body. And he's just like, he's got a nickname, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And Indiana State, sadly, they lost their conference tournament final. I still think they make it in as an at-large, but these are like the darlings that everybody gets behind because you're like that. I see a lot of me in you. You don't look like you're the most athletic person in the world, but I love your story. I appreciate your story.
Sean, can you give us the rundown of what you had to do and how quickly you worked there? Cause that's a cool one.
No, I think that's just understanding. Like, this is a guy who has a chance. Let's go after him. We're at a place now where I firmly believe there's not an athlete that we can't get. We have the credibility, we have the legitimacy, we have top athletes all across the country. Why wouldn't you want to work with us? We had the proof is in the pudding. We reached out and we were able to spin some really cool stuff up for him. Admittedly, there was another company that dropped stuff for him, I think the next day. And it was just like, you compare our art to their stuff. And I'm just like, we got a really good creative team. They are rolling.
That's the special thing to me, especially about this time of year, is, you know, you talk about the different things that people are jumping on. You know, we identify, we weren't the first, but, you know, Robbie starts having a moment. We're like, man, this would be really cool. We think we can do something really special for him, provide him a lot of value. Molly goes out and she's like, yeah, I've already reached out to his reps. Like, we're already in conversation. So that's the first thing I love, is our team is very forward thinking. So shout out to Molly on that. I think 2 days later, you know, it was locked up, which is great. And then our creative team has just exploded, I think, in the last, I don't know what it is, 3 months or so. And an incredibly talented area of our organization. And the stuff that they churn out continues to just, like, my jaw drops. Like, man, I can I go back in time? Because I need some of this of me. I'm going to send you some old photos. Can you spin up some stuff of me? Because this stuff is dope. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun to see that. Again, the importance of being able to turn around things quickly, but maintain that high standard of quality is so crucial. And I'm just so grateful for our team. Highlighting.
This is how we dominate, my friend. We need to get a booty ball. We need to get a Brad's booty ball shirt going. Sean, put that in the queue.
Put it in the queue.
You just back them down and put one up. Can't be touched. Our creative team is so freaking cool now. The stuff they come out with. I mean, Jared McCain shirt with the nail polish, the Zach Edey collection.
Yeah, I bought one of those.
We didn't. It's just like, hey, we're gonna hit some perimeter shots and then we're just gonna dunk on you. Like, the stuff that's coming out now is so freaking cool and they're working so quickly, and they have like, it's not just putting crap on a shirt. They're like collectibles, they're originals, they're authentic. they're wicked. And I was surprised to see that too, Adam. That was a pleasant surprise.
Like, this is great. How did those talk to me about how those showcases kind of came about, Sean? And if you haven't seen, go to Purdue NIL Story Instagram and scroll through the multiple pages, as you can check the collections, and it's pretty dope.
And I'll take it one step further. Go to Zach Edey's locker room. We built out a whole really cool showcase for him that kind of it tells the story of his career a little bit, pulls at the heartstrings a little bit, I would say. It's got all his jerseys in there. It's got all his new collection, and it's got all his bestsellers from before too. So a really big shout out to that creative team for putting together that whole collection. But then Paige was involved as well in building out that locker room. It's just really, really special. So really proud of that. But yeah, this is, as we continue to build our creative team out, these are the levers that we can pull in realizing, hey, Zach Edey, you've been very good to us. You have our top selling athlete of all time. Let's put out some really cool stuff for him. In tribute to everything that he's done for Purdue fans. And so, yeah, really cool stuff. The other thing I would add about our creative team that's a little bit different as we're getting bigger is we added Kyle and Matthew, who were from a different company before. And one of the first things that Matthew did for me, he was working on a shirt that I had asked for. And it was, I got something wrong on the shirt. It was a Creighton player. It was his first ever triple double, first one in Creighton history. Turns out it was the first like traditional triple double, but they had had one before. I screwed up. I don't like admitting that I screwed up, but I screwed
for
up
for the first time ever.
And I remember it. And I'm apologizing to Matthew. I'm like, I am so sorry. I wasted your time on that. We didn't end up using it. And he was like, dude, at my last company, do you know how much stuff I created that we didn't end up using? And I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Cause I for so long, I've just been so used to just being so appreciative of everything that we get.
Yeah.
And now we have a little bit more leeway where it's like, we can really, throw some stuff against the wall and see what sticks.
Well, I think that's a testament too. I mean, this is becoming a common theme of like, we don't want to create stuff we don't use. Right. Like we want the stuff we put out to see the light of day because we're proud of it. And we try to be thoughtful on it and try to get it right the first time. It's important for us to make it right. But I'm looking at Zach Edey's locker room right now. And while you were talking, I was half listening. I'm not going to lie. Forgive me, Sean. But I was clicking around. Yeah. You got to go to Zach Edey's locker room on the Purdue NIL store.
Holy cow.
Purdue.nil.store/Zach Edey. Go check it out. It's beautiful.
Wow.
What do you think, Steven?
The crazy part is he can't promote any of this. So yeah. Everyone else does for him. Sweet. This is awesome. Well, Sean, I know that you set us up to look great on stage, but really this is your big dance right here. And we're in your corner. So I think it's pretty cool to hear what you do every day, and then how you kind of just lift everyone up. You're educating us. You're teaching us. You're like the hype man. You know, next week you're like, okay, let's plan dinners. Let's plan this. Let's do this. Like, without you there as the engine behind this, this would not be possible. So, and the Forbes stuff, right? There's going to be an announcement that comes out about our fundraise. There's going to be an announcement, and we'll talk about Renee Montgomery. A lot of that has come from you.
I will.
Well, I appreciate that, Steven. And I, all that to say, we've done a lot of talk about creative today. At the same time, we're launching a lot of stores right now. And Adam is at the front of leading the charge there. And maybe on the next five, we can get into all that stuff that Adam's doing. So, but I very appreciate it. This is the fun stuff. This is what it's all about. Like I love my job. I love being able to do this. I love that you guys give me the freedom to be able to run with it and make it work. So, yeah.
Well, we're lucky to. I didn't know it was possible to have somebody on your team who could be an MVP and a glue guy, but that's what Let's we go. Got. That's what we got, Sean. So, speaking of launching a lot of stores, speaking of March Madness, that is it. That is all the time we have today. Because as much as we'd love to sit on a podcast and just catch up and chat and talk about all the amazing things, we got to go do them. We got to go do those things. So I'm going to go do that right now. I'm Adam. That's Sean. There's Steven. This has been another episode of the NIL Show. We will catch you guys maybe later, maybe April, maybe March. We'll see how the tournament goes. See you soon.
Hi, everybody. Adam Cook from Campus Inc. in the NIL store. Want to say real quickly, thank you so much for listening and joining us on this journey. And as a reminder, if you ever need any custom merchandise, youth jerseys, camp t-shirts, whatever it may be, you can always find us at campus.inc. And of course, for all your NIL needs, nil.store. We're going to jump into the episode. I hope you enjoy.